We're going to pass the microphone to Mrs. Diane Krodok.
Good morning. Hiani Washtev. Well, first of all, thank you my honoring invitation to the Indian indigenous, or, you know, I have known them in a lot of different organizations, but again, this is another one. I've been to many organizations and figuring how to invite myself anymore, but you're all one nation, we're all related, you know. And today, thank you, Mr. Corbijn, for having a discussion on water rights. Thank you very much. And appreciate touching the Rosebud Lakota Reservation area. You know, my concerns on Rosebud has been on the table to consolidate all water rights, even down to creeks and streams, because somewhere I woke up, you have to wake up as a generation, you know, as indigenous, you know, you got to give that teaching. And why it woke me up is on Missouri River, as you know, what happened to Missouri River, you know, and that was not very nice for the generation to understand. That was really touched my heart. What happened, nobody really understand that it happened, you know. So I went to our area pier and got the two books, and how so quick those two books were written, I don't know, you know, like that. We got to be very well awakened now. Wake up the generation and find out all our mineral rights. What is happening? That's not only the our reservation, but all indigenous, the globe. We need to find out and have all the instruments, language ready. Have some protection guideline there for the young generation, but it was never done. We were supposed to put some guidelines on all mineral rights, what's happening here in Black Hills, putting our great spiritual leader, which I have disapproved of it. I am disapproving of that, putting Tashunkewitko Monument, myself. That's from my heart. And that shouldn't have been done at all, because of the mineral there. So on enough that they have got all our minerals from here. They have. And that goes for everybody in all nation, what is happening to all your minerals. So we need to make a design plan for, like Mr. Corbijn said, the master plans. Yes, we need to have that, all nation. We need to negotiate a better understanding so we can go forth with it. Like I said, I've been to a lot of meetings on water rights, and where is it going to begin? How is it going to begin? Where are the plans? But today, it's very important that this whole discussion, Navajo Nation, Minnesota, the young man here, British Columbia, and other tribes, you know, put it in their heart, mean it. Then it all could be developed. Now we have to do paperwork to make this plan, to make it work. Long time ago, it was never like that. Long time ago, Grandpa, he himself woke himself up and talked to the Great Spirit. And he'll say, Nia, he said, Waka, you, the mystery, where are we going to be at? And here one time he went up and And then he was told that someone was coming. Someone was coming here to disturb our plan, our master plan, on this continent. And now we're there trying to play a role to put it back again. It's a vice versa thing. We're late. But the reason why this continent here, the Creator presented with the spiritual, knowledge and spiritual understanding for the generation was this. The water has the power. And Tungashala said, Ina, Ina, he said, that word. You will have the opportunity. From the beginning, you will have the opportunity to provide this instrument. With this mineral, the opportunity is given to you as a woman. As a woman. You will have a companion. And you will have a generation. You will have a generation with the understanding, so-called knowledge. And then it will be guided by five senses. And it will be guided by the planet, by the seventh planet. But I give you the opportunity, which is water. The opportunity will be a child. A child. While in near labor, this Maniwichoni, Wea, Ina, will stay within your body for that many moons. And with that many moons, there'll be a day, the first quarter and the last quarter, you will make a delivery with the water rights. I have given you this power, and you will be the law from the morning star. You will educate this child our ways, the ways was with the food, with the environment, with the nature. The nature will come, the planet, from this pharmacy that you walked on. And you will be guided as you walk with all the minerals, with all the rights of the planet. But the main one will be the water that will deliver the planet into this pharmacy as planet, as the medicine. And your children will walk on this. And they'll have an understanding that how you fix your food, feed them each morning. That's your responsibility, that's the law. You already planted the laws of how this child is going to grow. You already have put a hood, a knowledge into your child. It's going to live the way I have, how I was always conceived. Conceive your children that way. And I give my Qingxi the power from the thunder. He will deliver all the knowledge from the Wakham, from the Wakian. He will understand all that as the lightning and the sound and the rolling thunders of to teach the the mail, and you'll have the opportunity for young female. Call it Chinks, a branch, and I will teach you by the work to give a symbol to your children as to how they work, how they operate on this earth, on this continent I put you here. They must go on with this. Must never change it. And if it's changed, you will suffer. But that's going to be your opportunity to do what you have to do. And call upon me, and I will support and help you again. I'm always there. I am the one that put you here on this planet by the sun, by the moon, by the morning star, and the other planets. I am guiding you. Watch the Mani, Mani Wichoni, Mani Waka, Mani Oante. You are the water generation. I have left you a symbol. Must continue to have that. But be sure, always be the nutrition law from Mother Earth. That's what he told a female and what he told a male from the Wakim. Now, which way are we looking now? How are we going to get all that information back? We need to go on. We have to. We need to bring back all corn, the generation, all the symbols of the corn. That's our generation. And the meat is our human being. And all our wild fruit here, that's everything that's going to neutralize everything for us. So we need to practice that with this water rights or any mineral rights. We're going to walk and defend. And it's really sad to say we have to ask for it back. But how are we going to do that? Just like Mr. Corbine put some numbers here. Yes, we need to use those numbers. But we're going to use Tungashala's ways to do this, to operate, to make a bill. How are we going to do it to bring back before it's misguided again? And I appreciate all of you for your kind attention. And I study that a lot. Attention. Like I told my niece, sit in the front row. You won't miss it. And if you're not there, you miss it. You miss it again. You'll never know. So listen to everybody. Listen to yourself. Do I know if I don't? Don't rush yourself, but read it up who you are. Identify yourself and help. Support this, what do you call, WW, everywhere I talk about, Umber WW, I said, you're a worldwide what? Contributor of misunderstanding or what? What are you doing? I'm my own voice. That's who I am. I said, I haven't put my name. Maybe somebody might do that, but no, not just. But that, again, that's all right, but do it right. It's a blessing, you know, a shortcut or, you know. Well, now we really have to shortcut to a lot of things. But do you have an email? What is that? Empty? Are you getting empty and have no knowledge? No. I don't know about all this, but you're all. I met with all the doctors and all the master's degree. Some said, oh, I paid $75,000 to stand here and talk. How much did you spend? So nothing. Tungashala ways. Not Changaleshka. That walk. So There's a day, again, my name is on there, that we're going to bring the water here, and we're going to bless it. And I'm happy to hear that you have a daycare, but we'll bring the children here and have them drink this water. A blessing, the kids. If I knew it was that many days, and if I knew if I was going to be on a, you know, I could have made some of the holy food, the spiritual food, and fed them, teach you what you could do at home. Feed them, teach you that nutrition law. That way, you don't have to say, don't do that. Get over here, sit on. That food is very sacred. I must have touched it a little. My mother must have gave it to me just a little. So here I am. Still, I don't have to read. So God should help me that very moment. You know, help me. You're the one that allowed me to be here. So they claim I was here four times on this earth, four times. And I, as I look at it, about a month ago, I was almost went somewhere, but again, I'm here again. Somebody said, get up. You're going to be in Rapid City where you think your land, you have that land. So, well, I have it, I said. That's my land. I'm going to stand there. I've never been there. Somebody asked me, all the way from New Zealand, have you been to Black Hills? I said, no. I have no knowledge what it really looks like, I said. So I told my niece, tomorrow, take me all over some kind of peak. They took me over there one night. I said, where is that they took me? Way up there. They put me, had me pray up there. I said, what do you mean to say? They said, what do you always say? What have I been saying? I said, educate yourself. That's all I've been saying. Who you are. So I guess I told my niece, take me up there. I'm going to say what kind of answer I get. Well, I think you are the answer, you know, to talk with you and be happy with you. And so we'll bring the water, you know, and a woman, you know, have a water pail. I have one and I left it home. But I'm going to go look for a pail and a cup, maybe some little tiny little cups of a, give the children their water rights. So what we master plan will be in their mind. And you're going to be the reminders. That way they can just, if there's WW still here, they can punch it and just find out where it's at. Thank you very much today. Thank you very much.